The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Hey, welcome back to Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Mount Hillman Academy in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's doubleheader. It's the guys' game. And we'll return. We'll bring you some starters. We'll bring you a little insight, and then we'll bring you the tip-off. The guys' game coming up next right here on Care.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Hey, back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, getting set to go to the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. Mar Hillman Academy plays host to the Horton Chargers. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. PA guy, he's ready to go. He's getting set to introduce the starters. Let me do that for you. First of all, for Horton, under head coach David Losey. The Chargers come into the game with a 13-4 record on the season. They are 9-3 in the NEKL, and they are going to be starting five seniors. Dante Mosgroff, Jackson Molman, Reagan Knudsen, Luke McAfee, and Tavion Cabea. Four Sparkle Man Academy and head coach Christian Wessel. Ravens 15-2 on the season. They are 9-0 in the NEKL. Ravens are going to start four seniors and a junior. The junior is Derek Ebanks. The seniors, Raheem Thompson, Luke Siebert, Brody Coatman, and Owen Dulac. Chargers in the traveling royal blue. I'm going to go with even a Kentucky blue here tonight. A Kentucky blue with white lettering and trim for MHMA. It's those home whites with gold and black. Hey, we're set to go here. Hope you enjoy tomorrow. It'll be Benedictine College basketball. The Ravens on the road. BC will be in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Longtime conference opponent, William Penn. You'll hear those games here on Care. 2 o'clock for the ladies and 4 o'clock for the guys. The Ravens and the Statesmen tomorrow afternoon. Center circle jumping off for MHMA. It's going to be Raheem Thompson. For Horton, it's going to be Luke McAfee. Officials checking in with one another. Everybody seems like they are set. They are ready to go. And here we are. Official comes into the middle. Lofts it up. The tip away. Ravens control it down. We're underway. Here's going to be Dulac. MHMA coming toward us here in the first half. Our locality in the Haverty Gym is on the mezzanine, which is behind what will be the north goal. It's north and south facing gymnasium. Siebert with the basketball gets it over to Owen. Dulac back over to the left side. Brody. Dulac on top. Horton starting off, didn't they? Well, player defense. Siebert tries to come in. It comes back out to Derek. Ebanks kicks it back to the baseline. The jumper from there is going to be up. It's a three, and the first bucket of the game belongs to Luke Siebert. Ravens are going to break out on top 3-0. It's 7-11 to go in the first quarter. Horton with their first possession of the evening. It'll be McAfee dumping it over to the left side. Moman goes into the corner. Dante will back in, turn, shoot, score. Dante with his first bucket of the game, and it is 3-2. We're about a minute in. Each team with a possession, each team with a bucket. Coleman will have it topside. It'll be slapped out of his hands, but it'll be recovered, and we're going to get an offensive foul call. Recovered by the Ravens, and as Ebanks goes into the lane, there's plenty of contact, and it'll be Derek's first foul, the first foul by either team. Coming at 6:40 to go in quarter number one. Horton will bring it back up the floor. They're trailing by a point here in the very early moments of the game. Tavion goes to the right side. Little jumper here is going to be quite short, and they're going to say it was deflected by one of the Ravens out of the hands of Reagan Knutson. It'll come back in again to Horton at their baseline, just to the right side of the lane. 6:25 to go in the opening quarter, 3-2. It comes in, kicks right, back in again, back and in, fading away, turning, shooting, no. Rebound, Ravens. Raheem Thompson coming down with the basketball, and here comes MHMA. It's Owen Dulac up the floor. Little side-to-side dribble, kicks it over to Brody, falling away between two defenders. His shot will roll across the rim, no good. Horton coming up with the basketball. They will run it into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. It's going to be Kamea. He'll drive down baseline, running shot. No. Rebound tipped around. Coatman will haul it down. Ravens are going to take it back. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Dulac full speed. And his skip pass for Siebert, way too hard, way too fast, and certainly unmanageable. It'll go out of bounds. Horton has it. So after each team scoring on its very first possession of the game, not a team's been able to do anything else scoring. It remains 3-2. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Out on top of it is going to be McAfee. Feeds left side, falling away. Dante with two more, and Horton has taken his first lead of the game. It is 4-3. 5:20 to play in the opening quarter. Coleman comes out on top. Ravens work the perimeter. Right elbow, Now to Pete, oh, it's a pretty pass and an easy layup by Thompson. The assist to Dulac. Ravens go back in front at 5-4. Speaking of five minutes to go in the first quarter. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Now part of that is there's a running shot in the lane by McAfee, but we'll have another Raven foul. This one is going to be, I think, on Siebert. It is Luke's first team foul, too. Part of what's going on here tonight is it is like, what's it called, a royal courts or king and queen of courts, or they called it court warming last night over in Marshall, the college game. It's winter royalty. Here's a driving shot. McAfee for two. Luke will get two. It is now 6-5. These two teams in a one-point game exchanging the lead back and forth. Siebert out on top. Brody feeds right and losing the handle on the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by the Ravens. MHMA making a couple of substitutions in the game now. They're going to get Deron Duncan. Also in the game, you're going to have Bo Wirtz. Wirtz with the basketball, leading it by one. Here's a three, launched and missed, and the rebound will carry him over the top of the backboard. It will be Raven basketball. We're about midway. And I say about 4:08 to go, opening quarter, about midway. Back down to the right side. Going all the way underneath. The shot's going to be knocked away as Wirtz feeds it to Copeman. And if it gets knocked away, we've got contact, we got a foul, and it will be Brody coming to the free throw line. That's going to be the first foul tonight by Horton. It will belong to Reagan Knutson. Copeman's free throw, got it. First point for Brody tonight. Chargers are going to go to the bench and bring Cooper Strube in. Brody's second free throw, looking for the lead. He'll get it also. So the Ravens go back in front. It's now 7-6. Baseline three. Oh, what a shot from deep in the right corner by Knudsen. It is 9-7 Horton. 3:40 to go in the first. Ravens kick it quickly to the right. Wirtz will start to drive in. Goes to Duncan. And shot rolls around the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Copeman had it. Lost it. Charger basketball. I think he had it and was maybe looking up a little bit, trying to decide if he was going to have a shot after recovering the ball or if he was going to have to kick it away. And in the process, the ball eludes him. Horton coming up the floor. 3:20 to go in the first. Top side with it is going to be Knudsen. And Copeman works with him. Now the ball batted away for a moment, but Horton's going to recover it and save it out on top. Back up high, McAfee. Kicks it over to Bowman. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Horton being very, very patient. They'll go right side and trying to reach around and deflect the ball away from Dante. We're going to have a foul on Deron Duncan. It'll be his first and Raven team foul three. One foul each on three different guys. Ebanks is going to come back in, and he will take out Luke Siebert. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Horton with the basketball, leading by two. Skip past the free throw line, now to the block, spinning, the shot missing. Duncan comes out with a rebound. Here come the Ravens. Ebanks will bring it down the right side, top side, Copeman, backs in, lobs it down low for Duncan. And here's what happened. Jerome thought Brody was going to shoot the ball. He had driven down about the middle of the lane. He was probably 8 feet from the rim. He goes up and then took a little one-handed pass to Deron, who had already put himself in a position to look for a potential offensive rebound. So the ball goes out of bounds. Here comes Horton. 2:22 to go in the first. Chargers with a basketball, up two. Skip pass right side. Starting in, going to the free throw line, back to the right side. McAfee off the glass and in. That is Luke McAfee's fourth point of the game. He is tied for high scoring honors. It is 11-7. Draven jump shot up and good. Ebank. It is 11-10, Wharton. And we are at a minute 50 to go. Baseline shot, right side, no. Rebound slapped out. Bo Wertz is going to handle it away. Ravens racing into the forecourt with a minute 44 to go in the first. Wertz will take it all the way down the side of the lane, brings it back out on top, gets it there to Brody. Back up high goes Ebanks. He will look away, pass underneath, and we will have a whistle. Foul is going to be a Wharton foul. It's going to be on Bowman. So Jackson's first foul of the game. Ravens will have it back in. Minute 36 to go, quarter number one. Into the game for the first time tonight is going to be Adric Korbelik. Turning around, 14-footer, yes! Luke Siebert has five. And the Ravens are tied up again. It is 11-11 with a minute 18 to go. I thought they were up one, but apparently no. It is 11-11. Looking in the middle, charges with the basketball around to the left side. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Again, they'll dribble it up high. McAfee slides to the left, pulls up the dribble, goes way up high on top. Dante has it, skips it over to the left side, 50 seconds to go, opening quarter. And again, Horton has shown us the ability to just hang on to the ball, be very patient, not rush anything, not force something. Pass comes on top, big guy for three. Oh, my goodness! Dante Mosco throws it down. He's got seven. It is 14-11. Again, a three-point lead for Horton. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Ravens at home. Holding it up high, holding it under his arm. Going to be Luke Siebert. He backs away 12 seconds, starts with 11, looks in the middle with 8, comes out on top. Right side Wertz, double clutches, pulls up, jump shot, no. Rebound McAfee, and the shot at the buzzer, no good. That is the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor here in Atchison, Kansas. First quarter of the boys' game. Your score, Wharton 14, Morehill Mount Academy 11.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Putting the ball in play to begin the second quarter. Driving in, McAfee, a driving layup for less than 10 seconds into the second quarter. And McAfee knocks down two more. He's got six. Topside with it. The ball's going to get away from Ebanks, and Horton will come up with a basketball. It is 16-11. Chargers up five, half a minute into the second quarter. McAfee brings it back off on top. Horton will work it over to the left side. Into the hands there of Cooper. Struby goes all the way to the baseline. Nearly loses it, and he's going to save it out on top. Ravens are going to steal it. They're going to have a fast break down the court. Easy layup is going to be up and rolls off. No good, but we get a whistle. We got a foul. I'm coming to the free throw line. It will be Jarrett Ebanks. For Horton, it will be the first foul of the game for Cooper Struby. Ebanks coming to the line with 2 points. It'll be his first free throw opportunity of the game. It is not going to go in. Horton's going to take Jackson Moman out of the game, and Reagan Knutson will rotate back in. Ebanks' second free throw gets it. So it is 16-12. It's 7-11 to go in the half. Horton with the ball. Horton up four. Again, it's going to be McAfee. Starts left, comes right, brings it back up on top behind him. Thinking about the shot, then Cabay is going to back it away. Looks to the middle, no room. They've completely overloaded the left side. They're going to call a travel on Horton. They're going to say Cooper Struby turns over the basketball with the travel. And what Horton does, they've been running little motion, and every time just more fully loading up the left side. And by the time that travel was called, all 10 players were on the left side of the middle of the lane. Braves going to go motion. Ebanks drops a shoulder. Yeah. Here's what happened. A defender was very close to Derek. And Ebanks wanted a little room. He drops his shoulder and just kind of shoves his shoulder into the defender. And the official standing right there watching him says, no, you can't be allowed to do that. It'll be his second foul of the game and the Ravens' first of the second quarter. 6.5 to go in the half. It is 16-12. Chargers out front. Good crowd here. Backing in. Hughes, the difference maker in the game, and he'll turn and score again. Two more for Dante Moskwa. 9 points for the big man. Scoop pass right side. Siebert steps inside the ring, throws it down low. Wirtz looks away, puts the pass on top. The three, nope. Rebound inside. It's Dante again. What a great start he's having to this game tonight. Now Horton will drive across the baseline, bring it on top. All alone, set, shot three. It's good for Knutson. Reagan's second three. And the Ravens find themselves down 9. It is 21-12 at 5:50 to go. First half. Works with it again. Crosses over behind him. Now travels. Oh, they're going to say he got pushed. I thought he had tried to stop and it slid the pivot foot, but they're going to say he got shoved. And so we're going to have a Horton foul, and it will be the second for Cooper Struby. He's picked up both of them here in the second. It'll come into Brody. He will turn, throw up one way over the rim. Horton rebounds it back down. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Charges up court, nearly pulling up for a three, and then a defender comes up just in the nick of time to make the Chargers rethink that shot. Here's a long three, and the shot is too long, but it'll be saved underneath. The kick on top, the wide open three, nope, rebound slapped around, and this time the Ravens will pull down a rebound. 5 minutes to go, first half. Spinning in, Siebert shot up good, Luke for two more. Siebert and 7 points, 21-14. Three-pointer on the other end. Nope. Horton has put up more three-point shots in the last several trips up the court, and they have all been unsuccessful. And now Siebert coming up the floor, travels with it. Back into the game for the Ravens. We are going to get Jerron Duncombe. 4:44 and counting to play in the first half. Chargers have the ball, leading by 7, have led by as many as 9. They'll feed the big guy. He's working on Duncombe. It just goes around him and scores. 2 more for Dante. He's got 11. 23-14. Again, the Ravens down 9. The feed goes underneath. Duncombe shot, no. Kicks it back to Bo. He will put it up, no. Duncombe puts it up. Got it to go in on the third shot. Jerron gets his first point to the game. 23-16. And we are midpoint of quarter number 2. Three-pointer Knutson, too strong, and Duncombe comes down with a rebound. Ravens are going to run. Siebert takes it down the right side. goes away to the baseline, rotates it off on top. Coatman goes in, hop, step, shoot, scores. Coatman with four. That is his first field goal of the game at 3:45 to go in the half. He had 2 points before that on a couple of free throws, and as they come up the floor with it, Horton going to take a timeout. It'll be called by head coach Losey. We're taking a break. 3:44 to go, first half here in Atchison, Kansas. The Horton Chargers 23, Marshall Mount Academy 18.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
For the Ravens, they're the first team out of the court. And let's see who we've got out there. I see Bo Wirtz on the floor. Got a new player out there. Let me check my book. It is Leon Turner in the game. So we haven't seen Leon out there yet tonight. And you've also, of course, you've got Siebert. Here's a driving shot. Left side. It's going to be up and good. Luke McAfee gets a couple of more, and he's got 8, 25-18. Okay, back to the Ravens side. You've got Coatman and Duncan, Turner, Wirtz, and Siebert. Here's a feed. Oh, a nice pass across, and the layup is up and good by Duncan. Duran with four. Ravens again within 5 points, down to 3 minutes to go in the opening half, 25-20. They'll skip pass just outside the left block, goes to the outside for three. Knutson hits his third three of the game. Long-range shot by Reagan Knutson, 28-20. At 2:40 left, first half. Coatman will have it left side. Gets it to Bo. He'll take it down the baseline, between the block and the baseline. Puts up a shot. Won't go. Rebound. Pull back down. Horton is going to secure it down. And look at this. They've got Dante bringing it up the floor. He'll take it all the way across the timeline. He's in the middle. And McAfee is going to have it stripped out of his hand. And we will have a foul. And it's going to be on Luke. So for Luke McAfee, it is his first foul of the game. It'll be Horton team foul three. 2:20 and rolling along in what has been a rapidly moving opening half of high school basketball here on Care Radio. Valentine's Day evening. 3-point shot, Bo. Yeah, works for three. 28-23. And we're now inside 2 minutes. Knutson on top will pass it up, but quick follow-up shot for Dante will not go in. Ravens back up with it. Here's Turner. Goes across. Turns. Changes hands. Missed the shot. Dante coming out with a rebound. Here comes Horton. They've got numbers. Going in and up. The miss, and then the two-handed follow. Throwing it down is McAfee. It is 30-23, and you can hear that roar from a large crowd from Horton on the road here tonight. Turnaround shot won't go for Coatman. He will pick it back up, lay it up and in. Brody brings extraordinary height into the middle floor. The Ravens, here's another three. That went way too strong. MHMA coming up with a rebound. 1 minute to go in a half. Coatman in, up, fouled, coming to the line. Again, I started to mention a moment ago, Brody brings extraordinary height into the middle. And again, with high school programs, we rarely get much information, if any, and we do not have his height, but I'm going to size him up at 6'5". His first free throw is nice. Puts it right in there, and for Brody, 7 points. That ties him with Luke Siebert for team high scoring honors right now. Second one, no. Rebound, slapped around. Horton will control it away. Finally getting a handle on it is going to be Taven. And here comes the Chargers. Here's another three. That one is going to be well short. Ravens back up with it. Siebert down the right side. 45 seconds left, first half. Feet underneath. Slap. Good. The bucket is going to be up and in by Raheem Thompson. And it's the Ravens have battled back in this thing. They've scored five unanswered. It's now a two-point game. 30-28. 20 seconds left in the half. Horton going to look for the final shot. They've got to run this thing down. No, they're going to go with three. Miss it. Ravens with a rebound. A chance to tie or lead. Coming down. Wirtz, right side. Running shot. It's good. Ravens have tied this thing. They've come all the way back. And now it's stolen. Coatman will score with 3 seconds. And Horton making a couple of crucial mistakes. And they have allowed the Ravens to come from a 9-point deficit to a 2-point halftime lead. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The teams are heading off the floor. It's halftime at Atchison. Intermission score. Morehill Mount Academy 32, Horton 30.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Halftime has come here at Haverty Gymnasium. Got the dance team out there entertaining the crowd at halftime. And don't forget, it's intermission here also. Going to be crowning the royalty. It is winter royalty night here at Markham Mount Academy. But right now for us, here's what's pertinent. The basketball game and the score in it. And the Ravens have raced from behind. They outscored Horton 9-0 in the last minute 20 of the first half. And that 9-0 run has given him a 2-point halftime lead. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for the Chargers, Dante Moskow has been fantastic with 11. Luke McAfee has been great with 10. And Reagan Knudsen's been outstanding with 9 on 3 threes. But for Horton, 3 guys have done all of the scoring. 11, 10, and 9. That's their 30. For Morehill Mount Academy, 6 guys in the scoring column. Brody Coatman leads the way with 9. Luke Siebert has 7. It's a 6-point half for Raheem Thompson. Deron Duncan off the bench has collected 4, and then 3 apiece for both Derek Ebanks and Bo Wirtz. Looking at fouls, no deal there. Ravens have 1 player with 2. Horton has 1 player with 2. No one else with more than 1. So at this juncture, fouls are certainly no conversation either. We're going to have a little conversation right here because we got a few extra moments. We're going to have a little conversation about tomorrow's Benedictine ball game, and the Ravens are going to be on the road to Oskaloosa, Iowa. We're going to have that game for you here on Care Radio. Ladies game, a 2 o'clock. And the guys game, a 4 o'clock start from the Penn Gym. campus of William Penn University up in Oskaloosa. So be with us tomorrow afternoon as the Benedictine Ravens get ready to move into what will be the last week, the last three games of the regular season, 2024-25. And then, of course, it'll be the conference tournament. And from there, well, we'll see how all things shake out. The Benedictine ladies in a great spot, 20 wins, 20-5, as I recall. So they're in a pretty good place with three games remaining in the regular season. That all said and done, we're going to take a little bit of a break. It's halftime in Atchison. Boys High School basketball here on Care Radio, the intermission score. Morehamet Academy leads the visitors from Horton 32-30. We'll be back to bring in the second half line, but right now we're going to take it back to Joseph. He, in the Care Sports Studio, has got some fun halftime for you.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a lot of basketball on tap for you. Starting tomorrow afternoon from 2 p.m., we'll have Benedictine Ravens basketball. That's when the women will take to the court at William Penn. 4 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the men. Tuesday, we will have Horton at JCN. The girls should take to the court sometime right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30 to 7:45. Wednesday, we'll have Benedictine College at Baker, 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. And then Thursday, of course, brings us back to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, I have a few girls' scores to report. In the girls' varsity volleyball or basketball final, Atchison ladies had 52 points against J.K.C. Harmon 15. That was the final, 52-15 for the Atchison High girls. Taking a look around the area, in Jeff West, ladies fell to Holton 64-33. It was St. Mary's over Hiawatha 59-43. Jackson Heights beat McLeod 37-30. In the Perry LeCompton Sabetha game, it was Sabetha on top 46 to Perry LeCompton's 39. Valley Heights beat Frankfort 54-29. The Troy ladies had 48 points to Riverside ladies 31 at the end of regulation. It was Axtell girls 43 to Blue Valley girls 30. And in the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Horton fall to Marhill Mount Academy with a final score of Marhill Mount Academy 39, Horton 33. In games currently in action, with about 1 second, well, actually at the end of the first in the St. Mary's Hiawatha game, it is St. Mary's trailing the Redhawks with the Hiawatha Redhawks at 13 points, St. Mary's 12. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at 32 points, Horton at 30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 29. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 35. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another dusting Sunday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 35 degrees under mostly cloudy conditions out there. It feels like 29 with the winds out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 66%. The dew point 25 degrees Fahrenheit and the barometric pressure, well, it's declining. It's sitting at 29.94 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute or so.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And we welcome you back once again to the Marshall Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Haverty Gymnasium is the site, and the Ravens ended the opening half on an incredible run to take a 32-30 lead into halftime. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy doing that great job back at the Care Studio, you know, getting you all the info and the entertainment and all that value. Joseph, well done, as always. Thank you so much. Tom Couch with you here. And, again, in the last minute and 20 seconds, Markham Out Academy outscored Horton 9-0. Went from what was looking like a 7 to maybe going to be a 9-point deficit in halftime to being up by 2. That is a huge turn. And then, to begin the second half, the Ravens are going to have it in play, and we're back at it. Morehill Mount Academy with its original starting five. Dulac, Copeman, Siebert, Thompson, Ebank. And Ravens unable to score. Quickly on the other end, the jump shot is up, no good. And 20 seconds into the second half, each team has taken a shot that did not succeed. And back up court with it will come the Ravens. Driving over, a little traveling call. Dulac is going to turn it over. He saw an avenue from the deep corner down the baseline to the rim. And I think got just a little ahead of himself, got that first step underway just a moment too quickly. Chargers back up the floor with it, trailing by 2. 7:15 to play in the third quarter. Here's a straightaway shot. It's 3, and Knudsen is absolutely lighting it up tonight for Horton. That is going to be Reagan's 4th 3, and he puts Horton back in front, 33-30. And we are a minute gone. Baseline shot, up and missing, but a Charger foul. And Brody coming to the free throw line where he's been making a living tonight. Copeman has 9 points. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. He can be the first Raven to get to double figures. Yeah, but he was going to need the second free throw to do that. The first one doesn't go in. Horton has 3 players in double figure scoring already, but they have also only 3 players who have done all of their scoring. Second free throw also does. Oh, Horton coming out with a rebound. Chargers up the floor. Down the floor, over to the left side. Knutson in the corner. Push it off on top. Dante has it near the center court. They'll dump it over to Bowman. Jackson kicks it to Luke. McAfee brings it out on top to Tatum. 6.5 to go. Driving in, little one-handed runner. No rebound. Chargers going up and drawing the foul. That was just a good basketball play by Dante. He had the ball kind of chest high. 2 defenders are clinging to him. So he goes ahead and spins and goes for the shot. Realizing likelihood of him getting fouled is going to be pretty good. His first free throw is not going to go in. And that, by the way, is the first foul of the game for Brody. So Koopman picking up his first foul. The Chargers at the line. First Raven foul of the third quarter. Second free throw. Bounced around, but it went in. 12 points for Dante. It is 34-32. Here's a jumper. It's up and in. Straight away for three. Eubanks hits it for three. Ravens go up. 35-34. On the other end, two-pointer not good. And a rebound. Here comes Jarrett. He'll bring it up, weave it over to the right side. Drive it across. Dulac beats in the middle. It's going to be batted away, but rescued out near midcourt. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Eubanks, 16-footer, no. Rebounding it down. Dante, here comes the Chargers. It's been an entertaining ball game. Each team has had runs at one time or another. Each team has had a lead. Right now, it's a one-point game. Skip pass over to the left side, and Horton's showing very, very good patience. That is not an easy attribute to develop. Here's a three. No, and a foul by Copeman, who went way out above the ring to try to defend Knutson, and he's going to put Knutson at the line for three free throws. For Brody, it'll be foul number two. Both of them have come here in the third quarter. First of three. It's good. Reagan, now 13 points. Tied the game at 35. Second free throw. Good. Chargers up by one. Maybe they're going to bring Duncombe into the game. And Duran will be baseline right on the lane. Third free throw does not go in. Horton saves the rebound somehow. What tremendous hustle by Dante. It is 36-35, Chargers by one. Stepping inside, the feed, Dante in the lane, up, and they're going to call it for the travel. So Horton's going to give it back. It continues to be a one-point contest. 36-35 Chargers. 5 minutes to come in the third quarter. And over to the right side as Eubanks start to drive to the lane. We have a whistle, and it's going to be a Charger foul. It'll be the second of the game for Jackson Moman. So for Horton, two players with two fouls each. And on the inbound, Brody misses a point-blank layup. Here comes Horton. One-hand push pass over to Knutson. Back out on top, Moskva. Into the lane. Bunny Hawk shot off the window. No. And a Raven foul. Is that going to be another one on Brody? It is. So Brody has collected his first, his second, and now his third fouls in the game. I suspect that horn is for him to come out. It is. So Copeman will exit the game with three fouls in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Chargers are going to bring it out on top and now throw it away. So, a little miscommunication out top side with the basketball. Horton's going to give it back to Marhill Mount Academy. It is Chargers by one. 4:47 to go in the third quarter. This is going to stop play and towel down the floor right in front of the Marhill Mount Academy bench and coaching staff. Reminiscent of last night when they had a crew on hand to towel down the floor from the leaking roof at Missouri Valley College. Here comes the Raven offense. 4:40 to go in the third. Wirtz, left side. Dulac, cross court right side to Wirtz. Plays off the screen. Turns, shoots, misses. And a foul going the other way. And it is going to be on Duncombe. Strong second foul, and now the Ravens have committed four with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. So for the Chargers, an opportunity to have some free throws here in the third quarter. 4:20 to go in the third. Right side of the lane, the dish to the corner, the kick to the wing, the top of the key. Very crisp, good movement of the basketball by Horton, making that defense work. Here's a feed into the lane. Oh, a beautiful spin move and a defender coming from behind, and that's Siebert. Maslow had put a little spin move on. He'd gotten beyond Duncan. Siebert tries to come and provide help, comes from the back, and reaching across will collect his second foul. Free throw. It's good. That is 13 points now for Dante Amasqua. And as Rafa comes into the game, Leon Turner picks something up off the floor. The official says, give that to me. And the official looks at it in his hand and puts it in his pocket. I don't know what it was. And now the official's stopping the game, and we've got a Horton player that they're making him get rid of a chewing gum. We're taking care of a lot of sundry items here with 4:03 to go in the third quarter. All right, we've got the trash off the floor. We've got the chewing gum in the bin. And the second free throw is no good. Leon is going to rebound it down. Here comes MHMA. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Wirtz will kick it out on top. Turner. Little one-hand pass to Siebert. Back left, squaring up for three. Nope. Rebound. Maskell inside, and Duncan was behind him trying to get the ball. And Maskell was big enough to get the ball and secure it and draw the foul. And we will walk to the other end of the floor for Duran, his third foul. Now, fortunately for the Ravens, they have an extraordinary bench. MHMA uses a lot of players. At the line, the free throw is short. Duncan's going to come out of the game, and back into the lineup will be Raheem Thompson. Second free throw, put a little bit more on it, puts it in. It is 38-35. Burton in front. The Ravens haven't scored in a bit. Here's a one-handed runner, and it won't go in, but a foul, and the Ravens will come to the line. They can break this little scoring drought at the free throw line, and this has really slowed down the third quarter. I mean, the third quarter's like being played in molasses out there. Free throw rolling in. So Derek Ebanks is now 2 of 3. At the free throw line. Looks. Gets them both. 3 out of 4 tonight. And the Ravens are back within one. 38-37. 3.5 to go third quarter. You've had the vibe throughout the game, maybe even before the game, this is going to be a close and well-played contest. And that's what it's been. Horton three-point shot misses. Ravens back up. Back over the right side. The drive, the one-handed runner. It's going to be off the wit of a good. And MHMA goes back in front on an Ebanks driving shot. It is 39-38. 3 minutes left in the third. So both teams have been able to put together a lead. Neither team's been able to keep it. I love watching the fans coach pointing to the players and telling them where they should be on the floor. It always amuses me. 2:37 to go. Off the miss, Horton shot. Here come the Ravens, leading by one. Siebert will go into the lane, has a shot blocked from behind by Knutson. It's on the floor, and it'll be picked up by Horton. And now the ball is going to be slapped away. Oh, I thought it got knocked out of bounds, but they say it's going to be off the Chargers. So the Ravens are going to get it back. Horton has had a lot of trouble with the basketball deep in the backcourt. And for MHMA, a one-point lead and control of the ball with 2:15 to go in the third. Derek starts to the lane, backs away from 16. No. Rebound. We've got contact. We get a whistle. We got a foul, and it is going to be on Horton, and it will be the first tonight by Dante Maskell. It comes in. Siebert will shoot. No. Rebound, Dante. So the Ravens with an opportunity to stretch their one-point lead. Not able to capitalize. Back up the floor with it will come the Chargers. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. The ball first down to the right side, now reversed over to the left. In the middle it goes, nearly lost, but a great hustle move by Knutson. Able to save it. Remember, these two teams do not utilize the shot clock. The ball's going to be knocked away from Dante. Picked up by Siebert. Over to the right side it goes, Ebank. In, up, yeah, Derek for two more. It is 41-38. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break with a minute 27 to go in the third. A lot of ball game ahead. The Ravens, 41, Chargers, 38.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, we've got a minute 27 to play in the third quarter of this boys' high school basketball game. It's been a great one. It's now 41-38 Ravens. Turnaround baseline shot, no good. Chargers back down with a rebound. They feed to the middle of Moskva. It's batted away from him, picked up Bowers. Outlet down to court. Here is a driving shot, missing a Raven coming to the line. He got fouled. Ebanks will be coming to the free throw line. And for Horton, let's see against whom the foul will be called. It is going to be on Cabea. Free throw. Yep. Well, I tell you what, Derek having a huge quarter. In this quarter, 3-3 at the free throw line, a 3-2-2s. Got 10 points right now in the quarter, 13 in the game. The second free throw gets it also. It is 43-38 Ravens. Just over a minute to go in the third quarter. For Horton, big possession. They need to start scoring again. They haven't in a while. Little look-away pass out on top. Falling away shot, won't drop, rebound, pulled down. Bowers coming up with a basketball. Now it's going to be knocked away from him. He's able to pick it up on the dribble. Outlets it right side. Three-point shot and a travel. Yeah. Trying to get the shot away a little too quickly. Ebanks travels with the ball. It'll be back to Horton. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chargers bring it across at the middle, and he's over to the left side. Knutson has it out on top. They've got Wirtz guarding him. Knutson hitting all those threes early. Now they're trying to take that away. Pass comes out on top, Knutson. No shot. Back to the left side. We're down to 20 seconds to go in the third. Skip pass underneath. Dante goes in, gets knocked to the floor. No foul called. Ravens coming up with a basketball. Outlets it down the left side. Driving in, the dish across, all alone, Siebert gets it, it's a plus one. Siebert hits the shot, draws the foul, coming to the line. It will be the second foul of the game by Reagan Knutson. And at the stripe, that was his first point of the second half, it's Luke Siebert. And his free throw gives him 10 points. It is 46-38. And the Ravens are on a long run. Here's a half-court shot that's going to go over the backboard. It's a buzzer. And we've come to the end of three quarters. We'll be back. Fourth quarter promises to be fantastic. Look forward to bringing it to you after 3 in Atchison, Kansas. For Hillmount Academy, 46, Horton, 38.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Third quarter, Mar-Hill Mount Academy outscored Horton to the tune of 14-8. The Chargers hit one field goal. That was a three-point shot by Reagan Knudsen. Other than that, Horton scored only free throws, and those, they struggled. They were 4 of 9 at the free throw line in the third quarter. For MHMA, an 11-point third quarter for Derek Ebanks, and he leads all scorers now with 14. Siebert is in double figures now with 10. And we're going to come right out and have a Raven foul on Dulac. So just underway in quarter number four, Dulac picking up his first foul. 7:45 to go in the game. Pass comes off on top. They're rotated over to Knudsen. They've got Brody out there trying to cover him. Now the pass back batted away by Ebanks, but recovered in the backcourt. McAfee had it, lost it, picks it up, shoots it, scores it. We've not heard much out of Luke McAfee in the second half. In fact, that is his first point of the second half. It's 46-40. And down to the baseline, a collision. You can hear the thud of bodies hitting the floor. And let's see what the call is going to be. The foul is on Horton's Reagan Knudsen. I've got him for 3. That is him. And inbound, the shot is up. No, the follow shot's up. No, the rebound pulled down by Horton. Here come the Chargers. A minute gone in the fourth. The give and go, Reagan. Skips it over to the left side. McAfee runs, shoots, missed it. Rebound, Raven. Coming down with the basketball. It's going to be Raheem Thompson. MHMA into the forecourt. Brody will spin into the lane. Little two-handed push pass. Raheem comes back out on top to Dulac. Gets it to Siebert. MHMA up by 6 in the lane. The shot off the window and good. The bucket. Ebanks, and he's at 16. 48-40. Equaling their largest lead of the game. The Ravens go up 8. Inside 6.5 to go. The clock really moving fast here in the fourth quarter. Turnaround shot. Knudsen baseline short. No good. Ravens are going to board it back down. And up the floor comes Owen Dulac. 6:15 to play in the game. Now Siebert way out on the right elbow. Will start into the lane. Kicks it back to Brody, who mishandles it. Loses it. Able to pick it back up. Gets it to Derek, who will work his way to the baseline. Pull up the follow-away shot. Too strong. And pulling it down, it's going to be McAfee. Chargers up court with it. 5:50 to go in the game. McAfee all the way down the lane. Out on top. Big man. 3 up short. Offensive rebound. Hook pass comes out on top. Ravens are going to bat it away. MHMA coming up with a steal. Down the floor is going to be Ebanks, and he is going to be fouled from behind as the defender outran him to the other end of the floor. And for Horton, it'll be the second foul tonight. For Tavion Cabea. 5:42 to go. 48-40. And the Ravens pass to the right side. Siebert just took his eye off the ball and knows it. It shot right out of bounds, right through him. Here comes Horton. Chargers have been battling from behind since the end of the opening half when the Ravens were able to take that two-point locker time lead. Stepping inside, Knudsen from 15, misses the shot, and the rebound out of play. Raven basketball. this is a lot like the Groves game where in the second half, the Horton offense has just kind of gone away. Morgan Mount Academy is going to bring it in. And coming to the forecourt, here's Bo Wirtz. 5 minutes left. Ebanks will spin, shot block, and they're going to call a Horton foul. And just beside himself is going to be Jackson Moman. He does not feel like he committed that foul. And the official turns around and has a brief word with him. Three fouls for Moman. Free throw. Yep. Derek continues to have a strong outing. 5:06 left. Ebank digging in like he's in the batter's box. Gets that right toe and twisting it into the floor. Got to get that good footing. And it certainly must work because he throws the second free throw in also. And he's been red hot at the line. He's at 7 in a row at the free throw line. Driving shot, Horton, no good. Rebound, Ravens. We're inside 5 minutes of play. It is suddenly a 10-point game. The largest lead of the night for either club belongs to Morehill Mount Academy, and we've got 4:40 left. Ravens on top, drive left, running shot, no. Rebound, Chargers. Horton's going to sweep it down. Dante with the board. They'll go coast to coast. Bring it off on top. A desperately needed three will not fall. And the rebound to Coatman. But he's going to have his inbound stolen back. And now we will have a foul on the Ravens. Bernie made a nice effort to try to save that ball in play. But as he spun it back into the onto the floor, we're going to get a foul called. And it is the first foul tonight for Bo Wirtz. Chargers will bring it in. They're going to have to find some offense very soon. Three-pointer left side. That one's not going to do it. And another Coatman rebound with 4 minutes and 15 to play. See, we're essentially halfway through the fourth quarter, and the Ravens, with a double-digit lead, they're going to get, I would suspect, very patient, very cautious, very particular in what kind of shots they take. And as I say that, Ebanks drives in, puts a shot up from behind his head. It doesn't go in. And now the officials are going to convene and make sure that they agree on the guilty party having committed the foul. It'll be the third one on Tavion. And back to the line, having hit against 7 in a row. Now 8 in a row is going to be Ebanks. Well, he's making a strong bid for the Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. It's going to be hard to unthrone him right now. This one does not go down. Rebound. Ebanks gets his own board. Didn't get boxed out. And we'll put it up and in. Making the Chargers pay for not boxing out. 53-40. And we've got 3:45 on the clock. Little reverse layup. Won't fall. And you heard that loud racket. That was McAfee falling to the floor. He did get fouled. We'll come to the line. But now, not an opportunity at a plus one. He's going to get a couple of free throws instead. So Fallon's going to be the first for MHMA's Raheem Thompson. And a first free throw doesn't go in. Second free throw does not go in. McAfee, a great shooter, but has not scored yet in the second half. And 0-for-2 at the line now. 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. 53-40. The Ravens have exploited Horton's lack of offense here in the second half to push down to a large lead, their biggest of the game. Driving in, Ebanks gets fouled. I suspect McAfee will probably be whistled as the guilty party here. Yep. Couple of fouls now for Luke. For Horton, three guys, three fouls apiece, two guys with two. For the Ravens, a couple of guys with three. Free throw in the very quiet gymnasium is good again for Derek Ebanks. he's just kind of taking this team, throwing it on his shoulders, carrying it to the finish line. Second free throw, got it also. 55-40. Horton has a steep hill to climb with 3:15 to play. Here comes Knutson. He's got to be part of the solution. As good as he is and as well as he has shot tonight from the outside. Now here's a little lookaway pass into the middle. Stolen by the Ravens. Morehill Mount Academy can milk a little more time off that clock. Inside 3 minutes now. Siebert on top. Ravens have the ball. They have a 15-point lead. Ebanks, a little behind the back layup, misses. Coatman's rebound is going to be slapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds. Back to Morehill Mount Academy. We're going to get a Raven timeout. We'll take a break. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the game here in Atchison. Right now it's all Ravens. MHMA 55, Horton 40.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Nice crowd here on Royal Courts Night, I guess is what I'm going to call it, not knowing what else to. They have stuck around for both teams and going to see this thing all the way to the finish. 2 minutes and 47 seconds remain in the ball game. Ravens are going to put the ball in play. They lead by 15 points coming out of the timeout. Coach made no adjustment in personnel. The way he's going to do is probably just slow this thing down. That would appear to be the case there. There's less running and more jogging. 2:20 to go. No effort whatever to look at the rim. The fact that there is a rim is probably irrelevant for the Ravens right now. The fact that there are seconds on the clock, the only thing about which they are currently concerned. Siebert, who had normally driven in on that play, going to bring it back out on top. Ebanks looks away, left side. Coatman is alone underneath the goal, lays it up, lays it in. So the Ravens will take the uncontested layup. Here's a three on the other side that misses. And Horton is going to rebound it down. Follow shot, misses, and Ebanks, coming in a little bit late, is going to put Cabea at the free throw line. That foul, with a minute 37 to go, and the free throw up and good. Horton has needed some points. But for them, unfortunately, points have not come in a fourth quarter. That is only the third fourth quarter point. We're over 6 minutes in. Both free throws are good. It is 57 to 42. Minute 28 to go. Ravens way out, topside, seesawing it back and forth. Morehill Mount Academy about to pick up their 16th win on the season. They're going to go to 16-2. And in the Northeast Kansas League, they continue to dominate. They are about to go to 10-0. Got a little foul, got a little free throw, got a bucket good, and Ebanks continues to secure his spot as our player of the game tonight. A Knee bend, shot, another one. 59-42. 17-point lead again. And now the Ravens coming up with a foul on the turnover. And again, we're going to get a Horton foul. And again, Ravens are going to come to the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Derek Ebanks. I would suspect it is the best game of his Raven career. This free throw is good. He missed one a moment ago. He had hit 8 in a row, missed one. Now he's hit, 5 in a row since then. And 6. So he's 14 of 16 at the free throw line tonight. That's pretty good shooting. And now, ball's going to go out of bounds off the Ravens. 1 minute to play. And a few of the fans now, again, it does, I think, mill around a little bit, thinking about they're comfortable in the outcome. Here's a 3 for the Chargers. No. Rebound, Wirtz. Brings it up to Derek. And they'll back it away. We're in the last minute of the game. Big win for the Ravens, who continue to look for this undefeated conference title. Now they're going to back it away, and Chargers are going to back it away and let it happen. And no one moving, no one attacking the basketball. That's going to do it. The final score tonight here in Ashes of Kansas, Mark Hill Mount Academy 61, Horton 42. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Joseph, I don't even know how to tell you this, man. Usually we're 2 hours later than this, wrapping up our high school games, particularly at this gymnasium, but not tonight. Here we are at 8:25, and this ball game is in the book. How about that? Moore Hill Mount Academy coming from behind, and it was really that flurry at the end of the first half that took them from a deficit to a lead at halftime up 2, and then the second half was just all Ravens. Moore Hill Mount Academy outscores Horton 29-12 in the second half, winning it via 61-42 count. Let's look at the scoring. First of all, for the visitors tonight, they got 4 guys in the scoring column. It was Dante Mosqua, 14, Reagan Knutson, 13, a dozen for Luke McAfee, and knocking in a couple of points is going to be Tavion Cabea. From our Hillmount Academy, well, you know who your Bank of Atchison player of the game is, right? I've been talking about him. I've been calling it for the whole second half. It's Derek. He has been fantastic. Derek Ebanks, the only junior in the starting group for Moore Hill Mount Academy. He had 27 points tonight. At the free throw line, he was okay. 14 of 16. And I'll tell you what, in the fourth quarter alone, he had 13 points. Great night for Derek Ebanks, your Bank of Action player of the game. 11 to 9 for Brody Coatman, 10 for Luke Siebert. Going along then, it was a 6-point night for Raheem Thompson. Duron Duncombe with 4 and Bowerts with 3. So looking at those records again, Horton moves to 13 and 5 on the year at 9 and 4 in the conference for MHMA. The great year continues there now, 16 and 2, 10 and 0 in the NEKL. Here's how it's going to shake out. Tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have Benedictine College basketball on Care Radio. Raven will be coming to you with that game. Benedictine in Oskaloosa, Iowa. It will be William Penn hosting. Ladies game 2 o'clock, guys game at 4. One other thing I'm going to remind you to do is you're going to hang around. Just turn the radio on. Joseph's going to be there. He's going to be playing a few music. He's probably going to have some humorous anecdotes. And you're going to fill a little time before the Friday night high school basketball scoreboard show coming up on Care Radio. And you'll get to find out what all the other games around the area and around the region have done. And I'm going to say what, none of them are done yet, but we are. As it goes tonight, it was a Ravens sweep over to visitors from Horton. Game one, Lady Ravens winning it 39-33. Game two, it's the Morehamount Academy guys taking it 61-42. Can we greet you tomorrow for Joseph? Well done, young man. Now in the Care Radio Sports Studio from McAllister Gym here on the Raven campus. Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.